Originally, I was invited to be part of a group of artists who did not work with clay to work with the traditional potters here on Sifnos. And that was organized by Poppy Kruska, who had the Thema Gallery in Kolonaki, and I had had a show there. So she knew me and she knew my work. And so she asked different artists that she knew to be part of this. And when I was assigned to Yorgo XLZ, he and I could communicate, but the best thing to do was to talk. I asked him about how he felt about making more utilitarian vessels, bowls, and plates. So I selected poems that I could read in English, he could read in Greek. I could then inscribe the bowls and the plates that he was making with these poems in Greek, but I could understand the English. It was very good for my Greek as well. And I tried to include both modern Greek poetry, Sepheris Ritsos, Kavafi, but also contemporary poems, especially those by women like Maria Lina and Jenny Mastoraki. And it was a lot of fun. I tried to contact Jenny Mastoraki and Maria Lina and ask if I could use their poetry on bowls and plates, and they never contacted me, so I assumed that it was okay. But one of the poems was from the Axiosteme, which is by Nobel Prize winning Odysseus Elitis, and it was called The Garden of the Lambs, and I knew that there was a Sifnian pot that was used for cooking lamb. They don't grill things here the way we do in other parts of Greece. They don't roast things on a spit. So I learned about mastello and ate it, but also Yorgo couldn't throw them. He says, I have a friend, Yanni Limbesis, who was already working with other artists in this group. But he said, yes, I'll throw a mastello. And he asked me how big. And I said, well, enough to put a whole lamb in. So it was a good sized one. And it was amazing to see him throw. I had, all through grad school, from the time I was a little kid, I loved pottery, but I can't throw. And many of my best friends in grad school were potters. I collect pottery. So it was fun to actually go into the pottery here and feel at home. That was really important. And of course, I met Kyriakate, who, in my simple Greek and her no English except for hello, we got along like a house on fire. I brought her images from a book. I made copies of a dictionary of signs and symbols that were universal, and she was very interested in that. Mm-hmm. The next year, I was invited again to be part of the Firoja project. I was working this time with Nico Raviolos, who has the pottery next door to the Limbesis pottery. He is a nephew of Yanni's. So, in fact, Yanni has had Nico Raviolos, Yorgos Atsonios, Bairamis, and a couple of other people who he's helped over the years, and his own son, Nico Limbesis. As Nico said, you know, my father was really hard on me. So when I worked with Nico Raviolos, he also couldn't throw large because when he was a kid, he broke his arm. It was never set properly. Huh. He plays great violin, but his left hand, you know, they throw on the side. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, maybe my uncle will throw a bowl for koliva, which is the traditional food for the dead. Yanni would come and check on what Nico was doing because he was interested in the patterns that I was developing for, again, different Mediterranean recipes for food because we were, again, in the kitchen.